Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years. He is one of the top futurists of our time. I've been following his work, and he's been influencing my thinking for a quarter of a century. And he's the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, including his outstanding work on the business of paradigms. And also, he's an outstanding filmmaker, if you get a chance to see any of those, including Innovation at the Verge. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
My pleasure, especially with a greeting like that.
Well, it's from the heart, and you know that. Hey, Joel, and folks, by the way, as I mentioned earlier, Joel has been now 8 years with us, and his what he does is he's out there noodling around on the fringes of the future, seeing what people are doing, what's going on, what are some of the implications of this thing on the left and this thing on the right. If they get together, what could that create, and what might that look like for you and me out here on Main Street in a couple of years or 5 years? Well, he's been with us long enough now that some of these things we talked about years ago, Joel, are now coming to pass.
Yep, and good futures that should happen.
That's exactly right, especially in the area of 3D printing and some of the special materials we've been hearing about. But one of the things I want you to talk about is this robot, this animal robot.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, this MIT has been working on what was seemingly an impossible problem, which is how can you get a robot to run like a cheetah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just think of what a cheetah is. And then think about building a robot to do that.
The Secret Service could have used one of those on the White House lawn a couple weeks ago, couldn't they?
Tell me about it. We'll talk about application, but you're right. As an application, it becomes a very interesting defensive weapon. Anyway, what they figured out finally was that they could make a robot shaped like a cheetah that could bound, which means two front legs together, two back legs stretching forward, could bound like the cheetah, if they could figure out how to control the amount of pressure the feet were putting down on the ground. And they have now done that with it's called an algorithm. It's a computer program that basically does a whole bunch of very rapid analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, instead of going to gasoline engines and hydraulic motors and all this really heavy stuff that they've done before with robots, it works with four very special electric motors and a battery.
And servos that fire a leg, so to speak, probably.
Well, it's two at a time. But here's what's interesting. And by the way, the website that we give can actually watch it run. But it can run 10 miles an hour and jump over an object and keep its balance.
I'll be darned.
It can turn right. It can turn left. It can jump. And this is first generation algorithm. And what I always remember in my working, and I've learned this as a futurist, wait till you see the third generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are now beginning to mimic animal movements, which allows the robot to move on extremely uneven ground and keep its balance and keep its direction.
What would an application be? I mean, I was serious. I wasn't making a joke about the guy who jumped over the fence at the White House and got inside. If they'd had five or six of these things parked out there and they saw that motion, they'd go over and just knock the guy down.
Absolutely.
Whatever, but I mean, well, that's one application. I was being serious about that. What is another application you could think of?
Well, carrying loaded goods for the army, delivering ammunition, delivering supplies, or taking in medical things after an earthquake, because it can move on uneven ground. All of a sudden, you have even a very good wheeled robot. There's just certain places it cannot go.
Right.
This, it should be able to do that. And now think about changing the size of the feet for soft ground, or size, or the power, or the durability of the feet if it's running in rocky areas.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you have a new kind of, it's really a vehicle, but it's a robot.
And it could be,
it could be made to be
different sizes, too.
Oh, yeah. So you scale it up, you scale it down. Once you have the basic paradigm, mm-hmm. you then begin to manipulate it. And your comment about security, I think, is way past untrivial.
Mm-hmm.
That will be one of its... Because think about sending somebody like that after a guy who's running away, and as you said, knocking him down.
You don't have to feed him either.
And, well, you got to feed
and you could, but you could load them with all kinds of weapons or deterrents,
right, including
teeth, right?
Yeah. And if you add radar and sonar to their senses, they'll spot you.
Yeah.
You got it.
Exactly.
Heat-seeking
effect, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yep.
Fascinating stuff here from our good friend Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Here's Chicago. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.